You are listening to the Postcast, presented by the Locked On Senators podcast, following a 5-1 loss to kick off a 4-game road trip to the San Jose Sharks. I'm Ross Levitan, alongside Brandon Piller. We're about to bring in a very special guest, but Pilsy, as always, we need your initial reaction following tonight's game.
It's Groundhog Day for your Ottawa Senators. Another 5-1 loss, another game where they have to switch goalies not even halfway through the game. The Sens seem like they're going to come through this time. Nope, don't fall for that trick, guys, because that is not happening. I'm running out of words, Ross, for a daily podcast that covers this team. It is increasingly difficult to find hope in this team when nothing can go right. Like, the stink around this team is starting to go real foul here. It's getting disgusting. The stink on this team, like the San Jose, like losing 5-1 to the New Jersey Devils is one thing, but losing 5-1 to the San Jose Sharks is another.
And the San Jose Sharks had one win in 10 home games coming into tonight. And after the first period, you're feeling good. Although it's tied, you're probably thinking Sens had the better.
The Sens were winning 1-1 after the first. Absolutely.
And it all fell apart from there. Cam Talbot gets pulled after he allowed four saves, three goals against. When it's that close of a ratio, you deserve a little pause. 571 save percentage. Anton Forsberg came in, made some nice saves, but all in all, this was just a poor defensive effort. I don't even want to pin it on Cam Talbot, but he takes the blame, and Senators have now pulled their goalie in back-to-back games with the season really hanging in the balance, if we're still doing that charade, because the way they're playing, it's lottery pick season already here as we hit November 22nd, the early mornings of. Now, the question I did ask on Twitter, I think I teased that right off the bat, is what's going to happen first if the season still goes this way? A major personnel change. I think we're all looking in the direction behind the bench for this, or a team sale where through 400 votes, a 50.1% versus 49.9%. So we'll monitor that as we go through this game. Now, we got a very special guest to get to as well on the Postcast, which we'll have a sponsor soon. It's our friend of the show, at SpokeZ. You know him as the Sicko from Twitter. Buddy, we had so much fun with you on the Postcast last year. Welcome to Sens Hockey. I know you're locked in. You had the notepad out for this one, hey?
Still got it out. I'm embarrassed. I really hyped this one up. I had a couple pops last night. I was messaging you boys. Get me on there. I'll turn this season around. My friends were like, yo, what are you doing tonight? I was like, I'm turning the franchise around. And now here we are. I'm sitting here like an idiot with a pen in my hand for no reason. I'm upset. I'm upset.
Yeah, it really fell apart there in the second period, hey? Like, after the first, are you agreeing with Pilsy? You're feeling like the boys are winning 1-1?
Oh, my God. I'm just sitting there like, oh, yeah. No, they might put up 10 tonight. Like, there's no way.
Right?
Ugh. Come on. You
and
don't
it
know
just Kaplan fell back apart.
He's a Vezina what? Candidate after tonight. The Sens make every goalie in the league look like they're the next coming at Dominic Hasek.
Well, that's what I'm saying. I'm sitting there like, oh, my God, like, this is the old Minnesota Wild tandem going head to head here. Talbot gets pulled in eight seconds.
True.
Like Cunning's got points. And I'm just sitting here like, dude, what just happened in that second period? Like the Kastelec fight was sick. Love that he came in like 1,000 miles an hour in that forecheck. I was like, oh, he has to fight somebody. And he just pounds that dude. And like, nothing happened. Like, it's better than like when Austin Watson goes seatbelt mode and just like goes along for a ride. I was like, all right, like the boys just watch someone like pound someone's head and they're gonna be fired up. And it was just like, all right, well,
nothing.
Let's try to win this game, I guess.
The problem is, Z, they had a couple opportunities right after the fight. Carlson has a turnover. Brady gets a wrist off the rush. But there's no second chances. And then right after, Timmy gets that load of speed. You tweeted out that he EK65'd himself. Yeah. But he did it to the man himself in Carlson. But after those two opportunities didn't go in, it's almost like, all right, well, we tried. We had our chance. Now let's just fold the tent and really let it slide. I mean, to me, the TSN turning point here is when Nick Holden's deeper in the crease than Cam Talbot on a point shot. Like, what are we doing?
They were just like running around the defensive zone at one point. Like, it was just like, I mean, they were mesmerized by EK. So he was in sicko mode for a little bit there. He was just dancing, laughing. He probably had to chew it again. Like, he was just like, bussing around. Like, he might have played 72 minutes tonight. I don't even know. But like, yeah, no, that Stutzel chance, like, I thought he was going to, like, he walked Carlson. And I was like, he's going to score. And then 35 seconds later, the puck's in the net on the other side of the ice. And it's just like, too many one and duns, dude, too, right? Like, no sustained offensive zone time. I think they generated 2 rebounds tonight. I was looking at it, and I was just like, and then they're going for the drop pass. It's like, one thing goes wrong. That's when you see, too, like, I don't know, like, when there's a lot of young guys, like a young team, immature team, or like one thing doesn't go right, you start panicking, trying to make like the perfect play. It's like, dude, at some point, just like dump that puck in, run someone through the glass, and then just like, you know, like make it hurt. Like, just do something. But like, it was just those drop. I almost lost my mind at the drop.
Like, yeah, it was constant. And they were drop passing it to no one, Z. Like, it's not like they had it planned in mind. It's just like, oh, we're in the zone. Better drop pass it.
Tape to tape, like Tkachuk to Carlson.
Yeah.
like full speed the other way. Like, I was like, that was pretty nice, but wrong team, I guess.
Whoops.
But like, oh man, it was just like, just keep it simple.
Flashbacks of a young Jason Spezza seeing Batherson just cut across the middle, drop pass to no one. You're like, oh man, we've seen this movie before. Like, Batherson's first 8 games, this guy had like 11 points. He was humming. And I thought offensively they created a little bit tonight, but he is just so bad defensively. We thought that was one of his calling cards. He's stripping pucks. He's looking like a little quasi Mark Stone. But instead, dude, that is just atrocious. And then the bottom 6 just can't get anything going. There's just no gumption, no anything with them. Outside, we'll give Casty his flowers. Z, how about his boys just loving just it?
Buzzing with the fellas up there, like. I need to be in that crew. I might quit my job and just go join them full time. Eh? Like,
yeah.
Get me up there. I will be buzzing. I need that shirt too.
Well, you know they're going on the whole trip. Like, if those are his boys from Phoenix, they're not going all the way just for San Jose. Oh. They're doing Vegas.
Especially Vegas. Like, yeah.
I'm back home. Thanks for coming. That
would be like real sicko though if they went to San Jose and that was it. Just like, nah, we're not going to Vegas. Like, we're going to San Jose. We're like, it gets flat. It's like, this is San Jose. There's like 7 buildings. It's terrible, but like,
So if you just listened to this in the morning, here's how this one broke down. The Senators are out shooting the San Jose Sharks 8-1 at the time, but it's Noah Gregor who opens the scoring, knocks a puck out of midair. Was it high? Actually, I want to ask you that right now, Pelzy. Would you challenge that?
It was definitely close, and I don't know if I'm DJ Smith, unless the video guy who's been pretty good for the Sens, so you got to take him at his word, unless he's clearly saying, no, it's not. If he's like, I think it might have been, I think you challenge there, because that was a momentum killer for the Sens, because they were dominating, and then the Sharks get one chance, and it turns into a goal, so... I think unless the video guy was sure it's not, I would have gone for the challenge there.
The one thing we continue to learn about this Ottawa Senators team is their captain doesn't take a shift off, doesn't take anything for granted. He battles down, takes the puck away from Megna, beats Carlson around, setters to Tim Stutzle. At that point, Pills, you feeling pretty good?
Like Spokes, he said, at that point, like, the Sens are buzzing out there. It seems like they were going to put 10 spot up on this San Jose Sharks team. And I live bet the Sens. I was feeling good, even though they've burned me a million times this season. And they just fall completely flat in that second period. Like, it was insane the difference between that first and that second period.
So Tim Stutzla gets his 7th goal of the year. Brady Tkachuk his 15th assist. The goal comes with just under 7 minutes left, and they carry that into intermission. But Pilsy, those pesky momentum goals, it's only a minute 18 into the period after maybe the worst attempts at clearing the defensive zone I've ever seen. They finally go, hey, why don't we just throw a pizza right up the middle? And I think it was Derek Brassard. I shouldn't put him under microscope because it might have been DeBrinket. But it was that line. They were trying to find Giroux streaking the far side, and it just gets cut off down the middle. Play goes. Again, they can't clear. The defenders can't. And Meyer, from an impossible angle, gets it in. What do you see on that one?
Z, what'd you have on that one?
Yeah, I think it was what's his face, and he got hemmed in 5v5 today, dude. Oh my god! And I forgot he was like allowed to be in the offensive zone, just living, just as oh my god, pizza right up the middle, dude. Like, and I mean, again, like it's a backbreaker a minute into the period, and then again, like first of all, what's going? Like, how do you again talk about that first period? Like, what are you saying to the team in the dressing room that they come out that flat in, like, one little bit of adversity and that was it? Yeah. What was the brain cat, wasn't it? It was the cat.
Yeah, we're seeing it. Dude, he looks small. Like,
he looks small.
There's that play
it.
In the third period where he goes in to throw the hit on the forecheck and he just pancaked himself.
Yeah, he got crushed.
Was it any bit? Nope, not quite.
Like, what's being said in that room? Like, how do you not go into that, like, the dressing room after the first period, like, come out, just guns blazing, like, again, just, like, throw a hit. Just, like, throw a hit. One. Just one. Nope. And it's just one little thing goes wrong, and it was just from there, dude. Like, it's crazy. But, again, like, young team, but, I mean, I'm looking at the coach there, too. Like, how do you come out that flat after, like, that good of a period on the road against a team who can't win at home? But again, I guess they can't win on the road. Like, so it's just crazy to me. Like, it was just mind blowing that like they came out like that. And they, I mean, what they had like one good offensive chance to start the period too, and then it was like they didn't go in. Like, all right, well, I guess we're not scoring today.
No.
And then it was just—it's just such reactionary hockey. Like, just trying to do way too much to these stretch passes that are like, why? I think it was—I can't remember if it was the second or third goal, but someone just had like a 5 foot pass to start transition. They again, they tried to stretch it. Was that the DeBrincat one? That's yeah, that left that goal. It, I think is that the one I'm thinking of. They happened so many times. Like,
yeah, it's hard to keep track.
It's crazy. And that, I mean, that Zub turned up. I mean, he had to have been. I know he's gassed because I think he was out there the whole PK on that fourth goal too. But like, bro, like if you're tired, you're killing a penalty. You can't even ice. Just dump the puck. And he tries to go tape to tape. Misses. I'm like, bro, you can't do that. Just throw the puck. It's just, it's just these little freaking details. It's just, like, just make the simple play. Just do it. Like,
you know what I love?
Make it so hard on themselves.
Z, even though this team is in complete disarray, we're going to get into how Alex DeBrincat might be getting Dominic Ducharme right now. What we saw him really suffocate Cole Caulfield's offensive creativity, not allow anything. But it is 1:36 in the morning on the East Coast, and there's 120 people in a postcast after the Ottawa Senators lose 5-1 for the second straight game. They have two wins since October 24th, I want to say, the game against Dallas. I feel like I'm watching the same movie in 10 different versions, and I can't wake up. I can't get – usually you at least get, like, you know, a couple wins in a row. They've won one game at a time, and then they'll lose five more. They win one. And it's getting pretty old. Now, I know, like, it seems every 32 Thoughts podcast, we get a new little nugget about a Sens ownership here and there. That makes me believe that each and every day it's almost like five full-time jobs that are going at it trying to hammer this out. I just wonder how long you can let the entire team stick in limbo as everything is crumbling. All the hope that you built, the season ticket guy base was up, the advertisers are coming back, and you just lay egg after egg after egg, and every time you go, well, we worked hard tonight. The bounces just didn't go our way. How about you make them go your way at some point, man? Like, I don't know. I don't know what this team needs. It might be your old bench boss, Claude Julien. Z, what would
dude get him in there? That guy's a beauty. Get him in there.
Well, we heard he's scouting for St. Louis these days, eh?
Yeah, so he lives in Ottawa, Z. He's been at all the games. He's got his notepad. If anybody knows how to fix this team, you don't think he's scribbling on the back here? Oh, I'd love to put DeBrincat in the spot that he scored 30 of his 41 goals last year. But they refuse. They're putting him on his strong side half the time, and it makes absolutely no sense. They're not getting any production out of him. It's wild to me. I really am starting to think if there's a coaching change, we're going to see DeBrincat go goal per game for the next 5 or 10. Get that real new coach bump. I just I don't know how a player who, he's still producing points to almost a point per game.
He's getting shots.
But they just don't seem dangerous. Like, he doesn't seem like a threat when he's on the ice, and he really needs to be. And I know defense is really the big issue on this team, and just to tie back to what we're hearing from or what we're seeing from this core being even worse than we thought, Jacob Chychrun made his debut tonight. Don't know how he did, but or maybe it's tomorrow, but he's back from his injury that held him out. So I don't know if that's even an option at this point.
No.
If you're a GM talking to Pierre Dorion, like, you're not giving him any benefit of the doubt.
No, I mean, Pierre Dorion's seemingly best scoop is a Zaitsev for Myers swap. That's just, here, take my garbage and give me your garbage back. Like, you're not going anywhere with that.
Chychrun played tonight.
Did he? What'd he play?
23 minutes, dash one, two pimps, two shots, four hits, two blocks.
All right.
Against Nashville.
All right.
I'm out on Chychrun. Does he fix everything though?
You know, are they a Chychrun away from like turning the ship around? Again, like you said, like putting the cat on the wrong wall. Like, literally, like, yeah, his shooting percentage has to be like -7%, right? But like, I wonder why. Probably because you're sticking him over on his strong side.
I'm gonna find right now. I'm gonna go to natural stat trick. I gotta see who his most common line mate is, and I'm gonna laugh so hard when it's Derek Brassard for the whole year.
Oh my god. Dude,
this is the equivalent of putting Kane with Artem Anisimov. Like, yeah, he's still gonna produce to an extent, but like, you could be getting so much more out of him. What are we doing?
Yeah, like, I mean, I wanted them to keep rolling Pinto out with them too. Like, that's the thing about Pinto, like, he's just good everywhere. I like that kid so much. Like, he's such a good player, dude. Like, I don't know, it's even just the little things with him. He just does well, does right. Like, you gotta just, like, keep it simple, and like, it works out to the point where he does produce like almost every game that he's in, no matter who he's playing with. Like, who is he playing with tonight? Watson and what's his face? And he's still like,
what are we doing? Putting Watson with this guy.
They tried eight different combinations at 5v5 for at least like four shifts tonight. Eight different line combos. Like, they're just trying anything. There's like throwing them together like
I'm right, fellas. Claude Giroux obviously playing the wing on the other side, but the centerman who he's played the most with this season is 84 minutes at 5-on-5 with Derek Brassard. This is what you're giving your 40 goal scorer, hoping that he's going to come out of a funk. Like, he's playing more with Derek Brassard than he is with Shane Pinto.
It's funny though, if you think about that, he's like putting Forsberg on the line though. That's what. Exactly. Yeah, Forsberg, the breakout, the PP.
Oh, man.
But it's like the worst possible turnovers at the worst times. Again, like, part of that's having a young team. But like, how do you not, like, look at the coach too? Because just like some of the stuff, man, like, these kids are playing with no confidence, clearly. Yeah. And like, I don't know. At one point, do they finally just like pull the trigger? Because like, is DJ Smith going to be your coach when it's playoff time? Like,
no.
Hills,
how long has he been in it? Like,
yeah, I've realized a while ago, Z, that I think DJ Smith was the perfect coach for the rebuilding Senators. He's able to motivate the guys. He keeps things light. He has them working hard, etc. But when it comes down to contending and X's and O's and properly executing, I never really thought DJ was going to be that guy. I wanted to, but it just didn't feel right. And you're kind of seeing it now. Like, Dorion has said multiple times, look, DJ hasn't had a roster capable of winning games, really. Let's be honest. Okay, but now he does. Even with the injuries, you got to be winning more games than they're winning right now. And it's not working, unfortunately. Now, do I think that's all on DJ Smith? No, but eventually you got to be like, hey, we're banging our heads against the wall here. Definition of insanity, trying the same thing over and over. Sorry, but we got to change things. And it's not 100% on you, but we can't just keep letting this ship sink with you as the captain here. So I think we got to see some sort of movement here with DJ Smith and the Ottawa Senators. It pains me to say it. Honestly, it does. But enough is enough here. Like a 5-1 loss to the San Jose Sharks. Ross, this was one of the games where we're like, okay, let's put a scheduled win in here for the Sharks, especially when they put Kakanen in. No offense to him, but Reimer was the much more difficult attendee to be up against. So it seemed like things are going well. You get off to a hot start. Like, the boys were playing up-tempo. I really liked Brady Tkachuk saying, look, this is on me. I got to prepare better. And you can't put it on him either. He came out flying. I thought he had a great game. So this team just stinks.
There is such a stench around this team right now. Let's pay a quick bill. Let's say hi to our friends over at Simply Safe. If you care about your home, you want to protect it. And if you're securing your home right now, this holiday season, you may want to listen up for the best home security system. It's Simply Safe. Right now, Locked On Senators listeners get 50% off. So go get the home security system that was named best home security system this year by U.S. News and World a third year in a row. Don't miss your chance to save big on the only security system that I recommend. Get 50% off at simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. simplysafe.com/lockedonNHL. Pilsy, I'm mad at BetOnline, so you say a quick word for them, and then we're going to get to our Sen Central standouts. Isn't that going to be fun? Our Sen Central standouts in a 5-1 loss to the friggin' San Jose Sharks. Billsy?
Ross, I was hoping I could laugh like Spezza all the way to the bank, live betting the Ottawa Senators in the first period with how things were going. Unfortunately,
probably not.
Yeah, I should have understood probably not was the way this was going to go, because that's what's been happening. But you know what? You gotta go with your gut sometimes, and sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. But you can do it at the best place at betonline.net. They got all the latest odds, scores, player performance props. And if you're not having your luck with hockey, don't worry. They got football, basketball, golf, boxing, UFC, World Cup, whatever you like, they got it. So check it out today, guys. Head to betonline.net. Or use your mobile device to learn more about the trends and action. Guys, it's betonline.net, where the game starts.
All right, you're listening to the Postcast, presented by the Locked On Senators podcast. Tomorrow, I'm probably still going to be as mad tomorrow. Pills, you know how after a loss, sometimes you can sleep it off and you can feel good? I don't think this is going to be that.
But I'm not even that mad, Ross. I'm just disappointed. Like, it's the old parent line. Like I've come to know these Ottawa Senators well enough that getting mad isn't going to get me anywhere. It's just like, really, again, guys, like with the 5-1 loss here, that's what we're going with.
When I find my dog chewing my socks for like the 100th time, and it's like, yeah, hey, don't do that. I know he's going to do it again. Like, that's where we're at with DJ Smith. They have a turnover. Like, how about... We didn't even talk about this, about the back-breaking goal against New Jersey, the shorthanded goal after they mount a quasi, word of the day, quasi comeback. Stutzla gets the giveaway, doesn't back check at all. There's 50 seconds left in the power play, and he plays the rest of it. Like, there's no accountability for mistakes, and we're seeing that with defensemen, 22 just being in the lineup for 400 games. I mean, we don't even call him by name anymore, Z, on this show. It's 22. The guy who just got put on waivers goes down to Belleville. 22 being in the lineup for 400 games in the NHL. I think 300 in Ottawa. That tells me all I need to know about accountability in this organization. And we just want to see a winning product. Like, it's not, I don't think it's that much to ask. This is a once proud franchise that made the playoffs, I think, 16 straight years and 17 out of 18. Like, I just want to, like, watch Sens hockey when it's warm out. Is that too much to ask, Bills?
Well, I mean, if you're in San Jose in November, you get your wish, Ross. But other than that, yeah, it's probably too much to ask.
Where's the wait for it? Yeah, way to go on that one, Pilsy. Come on. No, but with this Senators team, I want to see what – you know what we're going to do? Do you have any standouts right off the top of your head, Pilsy?
Yeah, I got one. I feel like it's always courteous to let the guests go first here. So, Z – you got your notepad? You got any check marks, any stocks going upwards on any Sens here for your Sens Central standout of the game?
I think Forsberg was fantastic when he came in. Yeah. Like, out of, like, terrible situation to come in. He can't even sit on the bench. He's like in a back corner. That rink is insane, by the way. They like sit in the bowels of the arena, just like hanging out. Like, are they sitting there like watching TV? I was like, why is
Noodles said when
Calvin?
He was there, he's watching the game on a monitor in a fold out chair in the therapist room. Like, what?
Nice. I've got the photo. I've got the photo for you. I think it. Oh, do I? It's yeah, I do. I do. And it's, hey, we're gonna bring it back to Boston for you, Z. It's Mike Condon when he was playing for the Sens. A guy on Twitter, Capital Gains, tweeted this photo out. That's all time right there. That's where the backup tendies hang out. Jose.
Dude, like, at least give him a dog, eh? Like, Jesus Christ.
Hey,
looks
and
like
he's
my living room.
He's watching it on Game Center, so it's delayed, so he can't even
look at,
hey,
it's unbelievable.
Hey, the horn goes off. The goalie, like, Talbot skated himself out. No wonder Forsberg was still down the tunnel when they passed each other, because he probably didn't even know the puck went in or that they were getting pulled. He couldn't even see it on the TV. What a world.
Look at the TV, dude. It doesn't sit on the little cushion. They have a puck. They have a puck holding up the TV so it doesn't fall down. There's a puck.
Wow.
Shout out Condon staring at the commercial in progress.
Hey, he's locked in. Wow. You got to love that focus.
Yeah, you know he was probably watching something else and someone was like, yo, I'm about to snap pick. It's like, oh, Jesus. All right, sorry. Let's switch this game back on. Like, oh, commercial break. Hey, but Forsberg, that's a terrible situation to come into. And he came in, I thought he was fantastic. And I mean, like, again, just like had a bunch of dudes just puking all over themselves right in front of him. And like that fourth goal, again, like they got hemmed in there and he's making save after save. And then Zub goes tape to someone else. And it's in the back of that 2 seconds later. It's like, yeah, what's he supposed to do? So, I mean, again, you look at him. That'd probably be like my go-to guy. The fact that he came in and legitimately played really well and still like didn't have a chance.
Yeah, I like that a lot. And obviously plus minus isn't everything, but when you look and every single one of your D's a dash one, you're like, oh, that sucks. We definitely didn't win that game. Definitely didn't. But yeah, Forsberg 14 for 14 at even strength. Certainly worthy of the nod. The only goal he let in was that power play marker afterwards. Pilsy, who do you have?
If you're passing it off to me, Ross, I'm going to go with the guy I already mentioned, Brady Tkachuk. Like, I really like how he handled that situation. I like how, even for a young captain, and the problems have not been Brady Tkachuk, but he takes accountability. He leads the team in scoring, gets another assist yet again tonight. He just keeps on going. And he had a good game. I thought he played physical. When Brady isn't able to light it up offensively, even though he has been able to do that, he still brings that physicality. He gets the puck towards the net. 5 shots, 4 hits, and he played almost 20 minutes tonight. 67% in the faceoff dot. Another great game for Brady Tkachuk.
So DJ Smith, we got a big quote from DJ Smith postgame. It didn't go our way tonight, end quote. How are we feeling about that one, Z?
I'm ready to run through a wall after that. Like, bro, like, what do you mean? But yeah.
He did a minute 40 with the media. He's like, yeah, that's about enough of that.
Minute 40, damn.
Yeah, the old Guy Boucher, we'd have to go 14 minutes in English and 25 in French. You'd do like a half hour pregame, postgame, you name it. But with DJ, man, the shorter he gets, you really understand that this ship is sinking. And here we are playing the music, eh, on the Titanic. The boat's halfway down. But don't worry, everything's going to be just A-okay. Part of me wants to go with Brady Tkachuk because he had his moments, but he also had that gross turnover in the third period. At that point, the game's probably out of reach anyways. I just thought it was kind of a bit of a give and take. He was credited with 3 giveaways, actually, in this game. Didn't love the penalty as well. Thought it was a bit soft. I thought he was just kind of going hard down on the stick to win the puck battle. But when you're on a power play, that's like their last-ditch effort. There's 9 minutes left in the game. You're down 3. You're like, can we get something going? Sens are now 0-7-1 when trailing after 2 periods, but let's leave that aside. My standout, and again, this is the third pick in a 5-1 loss. I thought Parker Kelly was decent. I thought
that
he
was
had a
my other guy. Yep.
His penalty killing shift there in the first period where he made the block, then got up, chased down the puck, got it down the ice. I like that one. There was one play where I always love when they do this too. They cut down. It's like the perfect director's moment. They cut down to like the guy right on the side, right as the forecheck comes in. And then even when the puck's gone, they they H the P, Pilsy, hold the pose. They leave it there, and Kelly just absolutely flattened a guy going in, I think it was the second period, at the end board. So in a game where I don't think many guys deserve this credibility that you get when you are a sensational standout, the honor. I thought Parker Kelly put 3.5 of his 11 minutes on the PK, 3 hits, 3 block shots. I'll go with him. And
Ross, he blocked 2 of Carl's shots that both led to 2-on-1s, one with Branny and one with Timmy. I mean, they ultimately don't really turn into too much, but to be able to kind of pull a three or, be able to make Carl look bad and get a turnover and then blast past him for a 2-on-1 multiple times in the game is pretty impressive. So, yeah, I thought Kelly had a great game.
All right, let's stick around for a little after dark, engage with the fan base, and we'll leave our audio listeners to tomorrow's Locked On Senators. We have, I see it's Tuesday, and usually when we're doing the postcast, I'm like, oh, Wednesday, we've got our citizen. We do have a Sen Central citizen coming on Wednesday, but tomorrow we're going to break this down a little bit more. And now we're looking at a quarter of the way through the season. Where are the Sens at? We're going to get into that on the Locked On Senators podcast tomorrow. Stick around. The postcast after dark is coming up live on our YouTube page at 1:54 Eastern Time.